And it's so important for you to slow down and see your track record for success and see what you have already built. And the purpose of this episode is to help you slow down and experience your own goodness, your own talents, your own brilliance, your own accomplishments. I really want you to get in touch with that, because getting in touch with that is so often the emotional fuel and nourishment you need to keep showing up and keep going, especially when you are faced with difficult times.
Welcome to the Art of Speaking Up, a podcast that helps professional women access the limitless potential that lies within them. I'm your host, Jessica Guzik, and my mission is to help you find that spark inside you that has the power to transform your career in ways you may not have thought possible. I'm so excited that you're here. And now, on to the show.
Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here and tuning in. My name is Jess. I am the host and creator of the Art of Speaking Up podcast. I'm a New York Times featured podcast host and a coach for women who work in the corporate or 9-to-5 space. If you are an ambitious female professional who wants to have a really lucrative, successful, upwardly mobile career path, and if you love working on yourself and growing your confidence and evolving into a super powerful voice in the room, you are going to hopefully love this podcast, because that is what I do on this show. I'm really here to help you thrive as a leader. And today's episode is titled Knowing What Makes You Exceptional. And it's a little bit different than prior episodes I've done, in that most of the episodes that I have published on the Art of Speaking Up podcast are helping you grow and evolve and change. And typically in the episodes, I am nudging you or asking you to do something. I might be asking you to change the way that you communicate. I might be asking you or calling you to shift your mindset so that you feel more confident internally. But in most of my content, I am asking something of you. You are being called to evolve and to show up bigger or do more. And I wanted to change that dynamic in today's episode. And instead of asking you to stretch yourself or learn a new skill or do something you've never done before, instead of all that, I wanted to help you slow down and appreciate how talented and skilled and brilliant and incredible you already are. Because often in our quest to self-improve and learn new things and evolve, we forget to slow down and appreciate the progress that we've made and appreciate just how incredible we are as humans, and specifically for this show, as women. And when we forget to do this, it can result in us feeling exhausted by our own self-improvement journey. And I realized it was so important for me to record today's episode and to help you slow down and appreciate yourself, not only because continuous self-improvement without ever slowing down to celebrate can be exhausting, but also because what I have observed from coaching so many women over the past several years is I've observed that the past year or so in particular has been unusually difficult and emotionally draining in ways that I haven't seen for a while. I've noticed that with a lot of the clients I support and just a lot of what I'm reading in the news more outwardly, there's a lot of change and a lot of big shifts happening out in the corporate space that have made it really, really difficult to be a working professional in the corporate space. And what comes to mind most for me is that so many professionals are dealing with continuous rounds of layoffs and reorgs and a really tough job market and a ton of instability. And when you're experiencing those things, it can get really, really draining. And I wanted to take today's episode to give you a little bit of psychological rest, to give your high-achieving brain a little bit of rest from any stress that you might be experiencing, whether it's because your company is undergoing lots of changes or maybe because there are other things in your life that are just making day-to-day work feel hard. But whatever it is that is coming up for you, I wanted to help you just slow down and feel some of your own goodness and your own amazingness as a way to rejuvenate and replenish yourself emotionally. Funny enough, this is something that I do with my clients all the time. So if you've been listening to the show for a while, you know that I'm a coach and I work with my clients both in a one-on-one capacity, so privately through my one-on-one coaching, as well as in my group programs. And something that I'm doing often in both of those settings is helping my clients slow down to not only see everything that they've accomplished, but also to begin to understand and take in their own goodness, their own talents, their own accomplishments. So many of us who are high achievers, we have a tendency to only focus on that next thing that we haven't yet achieved that we want to achieve. And this forward focus makes it really hard for us to slow down and take in what is already there in the present moment. We're so focused on the future and what's next and what we might be missing that we have virtually no psychological space left to look at what's already there, the talents we already have, the things that we've already achieved. And what I have found is that as we expand our psychological capacity to see the good that is already here right now in this moment, not the good that we're building in the future, not the skills that we're working on for later, but when we're really able to take in our present state and appreciate how incredible it is, that has an enormous impact on how confident we feel day to day. If we can't see our goodness and what we've achieved and how much we've accomplished, it's then really hard to carry feelings of confidence that actually last and sustain. And I've never talked about this on the podcast because I had always thought about pointing out someone's goodness and someone's strengths and someone's gifts. I've always thought about that as something that I can only do for my clients because I know my clients. So when I work with someone for an extended period of time and I'm seeing them every week for months on end, I learn about that person. I learn what makes them tick. I start to see all the gifts they have. And I also start to see where they're blind to their own gifts, where they are unable to see the gifts and talents that I am seeing. And as a coach, it is important for me to keep this in mind and use the fact that I can see my clients outside in as a way to help them see parts of themselves that they may not be able to see on their own. And the other day, I realized that this practice that I have as a coach of reflecting back my clients' gifts and talents, I realized it was something that I only bring to my client sessions and to my group work and that I don't bring to the podcast because through getting to know my clients, I have this understanding of who they are. But the podcast is a one-to-many medium and there's lots of people listening and I don't know who's listening at any given moment. And so it's not something I ever think to do on the show because it's always felt more appropriate in the context of me being in a space with another human, interacting with them and getting to know them. But I had a light bulb moment, and that light bulb moment was that as I've coached more and more women, and at this point, I've now worked with roughly 150 women, what I've noticed is that while we are all unique, and I don't ever want to lump a bunch of us together, I've also noticed that my work in particular tends to attract women with a certain set of qualities and a certain set of really positive qualities that they often aren't aware of. And so I did a little bit of reflection and I asked myself, what are the biggest character traits, gifts, and talents that I observe in my clients that probably are applicable to most of you listening to this show right now? Because I have the privilege of getting to get to know professional women at a deep level and getting to see them in ways that they can't see themselves. And not only that, but the women who I work with primarily find me through my podcast, and people who enjoy my podcast tend to enjoy it because they have certain psychological traits that attract them to my work and the way that I talk about things. And it makes sense, right? On the podcast, I talk about things in a way that makes sense to me. I talk about struggles that I've personally experienced. And so when people are listening and it resonates with them, it's usually because they have a certain set of psychological traits that makes them resonate with what I'm sharing. So all of this is to say, while I don't want to treat anyone as a monolith, I do want to use all of the knowledge that I've gained as a coach to reflect back to you some of the positive qualities and accomplishments that I very often see in my clients that I suspect that you might possess as well, because I see these qualities pretty damn consistently. And as you're listening to this, I really want you to make sure that your brain is not going into a mode of, oh, these things are true about other people, but they're not true about me. I'm the one person that this doesn't apply to. Instead, I want you to listen to this with a mindset of, what if these incredible traits are also true about me? What if I do have an enormous amount of talent and goodness within myself that I sometimes struggle to see? And what if all of this goodness that Jess is talking about also applies to me? The purpose of this podcast and the purpose of this episode is to help you slow down and experience your own goodness, your own talents, your own brilliance, your own accomplishments. I really want you to get in touch with that, because getting in touch with that is so often the emotional fuel and nourishment you need to keep showing up and keep going, especially when you are faced with difficult times. So with that, I'm going to be walking you through the four most common positive traits that I have seen in the women who are attracted to my work. And I want you to listen to this through a lens of celebrating yourself for having these traits. Even if as you're listening, you're feeling like it doesn't apply to you, I want you to keep an open mind and ask yourself, what if this is true about me? What if there are elements about me that I might not be able to see? And with that, let's get into my list, starting with the number one most common trait that I see with my clients and that I am guessing is true for you, but you might not realize it. And that is that you have already achieved an enormous amount of success. A lot of the women that I support are blind to their success when they start working with me. And there is a very good chance that right now, you might also be blind to some of your success. Typically, what I see is that people are so fixated on the next thing that they want to create and the next milestone for success that the success that they've already created, the success that exists in the present moment, they have zero perception or awareness of. And often, a lot of the women who listen to my show and most of the women who I work with are experiencing some sort of career plateau, and they're very in touch with the fact that they haven't yet broken through to that next level, yet they're completely out of touch with the fact that the level that they're at right now, once upon a time, was the next level that a past version of them wanted to break through to. So I want you to pause and ask yourself, have I already achieved incredible levels of success that other people are aspiring and dreaming of achieving? Am I sitting in a job or a role that I once hoped that I could get? Am I in a place in my career where I have created success and developed a reputation and built a network and acquired a skill set? Am I at a place where I've built a powerful foundation for my professional path? And if the answer is yes, I want you to take a minute to appreciate yourself for doing that. And I know that it's so much easier to focus on what you want next and focused on what you haven't yet accomplished, but I have yet to see a client come to me asking me for help who is starting at ground zero. Every single woman that I have personally encountered has created a long track record of past success that they struggle to take in and see. And it's so important for you to slow down and see your track record for success and see what you have already built, because the more you can internalize that, the faster you will get to your next milestone, because you will have more confidence fueling you along the way. So the first trait that I want you to reflect on and give yourself credit for and feel those good, amazing feelings of knowing that you possess this trait is the trait of having created success. Where you have gotten to was not easy, was not smooth, was not seamless. You showed up for it so much that now it is just your status quo, and it is so status quo that you don't even realize how incredible it is. So stop and take a minute to take that in. Okay, the next trait that I see across the board with 99% of the women that I work with, and I am certain that this is a trait that applies to you, is kindness. I am so freaking lucky that I get to work with women who are empathetic and thoughtful and who care about people and who have really, really, really big hearts. And I wanted to point this out to you and take a minute to celebrate this trait with you if it's a trait that you identify as having, which I suspect you will. One of the reasons I wanted to do this is because a lot of my clients think that their tendency towards kindness is a problem. And they think that because they are getting feedback that they need to be more direct, more assertive, more forward, they start to think that their kindness is getting in the way of their professional success. I want to pause and just shake you for a minute and tell you how wrong this is if you feel this way. And I really want to encourage you to never, ever devalue your potential or devalue your skill set as a professional because you are kind and empathetic. Kindness and empathy is a superpower. It is not something that is holding you back, and it is not something that needs to be eliminated. Instead, I want you to think about it as a key ingredient in creating success. And I want you to think about it as not a weakness, but something that's essential. Here's how I think about kindness and empathy, and I hope this will help you really see the value in your kindness and your empathy and stop trying to shut down that part of you because you think that's what you have to do to be a leader. So here's how I think about it. I think most of us love desserts, and I'm thinking of a dessert that most of us could agree is delicious. How about chocolate cake? Okay, most of us love chocolate cake. Let's just agree chocolate cake is awesome. Now, assuming that you're not a gluten-free baker, assuming that you're just a regular baker, you can't make chocolate cake without flour, right? Flour on its own tastes disgusting. No one would ever want to eat spoonfuls and spoonfuls of flour. However, we definitely want to eat spoonfuls and spoonfuls of chocolate cake. And the flour is essential for us to have that experience of enjoying the chocolate cake. This is how I think about kindness and empathy. If kindness and empathy is the only trait you have, yes, it can create problems. Just like if all you have is flour and you eat it, it's not going to taste as good as cake. However, kindness and empathy is an essential ingredient in effectiveness and strong leadership. And when it is combined with other ingredients in just the right way, it can lead to something incredible. Just like flour tastes gross on its own, but when combined with other ingredients, can create something absolutely magical, as we all know, for any of us who have taken a spoonful of an amazing dessert. Kindness and empathy operates the same way. So when I see someone thinking that they need to stop being kind and empathetic, to me, that's like a baker being like, I need to get rid of this flour for the next cake that I make because this flour tastes horrible. No. The kindness and empathy is part of the picture. You want it to be there. You just want to pair it with assertiveness, pair it with stronger leadership. You want to add to who you are, keeping that kindness and empathy at the core, rather than eliminating kindness and empathy and replacing it with aggression. And when you hang on to your kindness and empathy and you complement it with traits like being direct and being courageous and being assertive, that is when you become not only super impactful, but you become a super impactful leader that people love, admire, and adore. Because I think we've all experienced the difference between a leader who gets things done in a way that feels like torture for their team and everyone around them versus a leader who gets things done in a way that feels amazing for their team and everyone around them. Whether it's through moments of difficulty and adversity, or whether it's through the highs of success and achieving milestones, we can feel the difference between a leader who possesses kindness and empathy, and we will tend to have a better experience working under those leaders. So I just want you to remember that kindness and empathy is not the enemy. And in fact, it's one of your most powerful assets. And I would never recommend that you eliminate it or get rid of it. I want you to think about it as the core of the leader that you are evolving into. And I want you to appreciate it and think about your growth as building upon that rather than eliminating that. And what I have observed as a coach is that it is really, really, really hard to build empathy and become more kind if you don't already have a tendency towards empathy and kindness. So when people are very, very assertive, but they lack empathy and it's hard for them to be kind, it's very difficult for them to then layer in kindness and empathy. Whereas when people are more empathetic and kind, but they lack assertiveness, it is a little bit easier to then layer on the assertiveness. And I think part of this is because kindness and empathy isn't something that we can teach and learn in like a 10-step process. It's just who you are and how you are deep inside at your core. And when you have that core of genuinely caring about people, it really supports you in your career and your execution if you know how to channel it in the right direction. And if you don't have it, it's really, really hard to develop. Trust me on this one. It is not something that you want to eliminate. It's a precious asset that some people are working to build and struggling with and wishing they had the kindness and empathy so that they can build the interpersonal relationships they need to take their career to the next level. So I want you to just take a minute and ask yourself if you're giving yourself credit for how kind and empathetic you truly are. And I want you to think about the feeling of getting to a job, right? And meeting your team for the first time and working with your boss for those first few days. And I want you to think about how it feels when you're going into a situation like that and you're intimidated and you're wondering if people are going to like you and accept you and if you're going to feel welcome. And you have those first few interactions and you begin to see that your coworkers are kind and empathetic and your boss is kind and empathetic. And you feel like you can finally just relax because you feel safe with the people around you. I really want you to think of how incredible that feels, how nourishing that feels. I will never, ever forget when I started high school. The high school that I went to was a high school that starts in middle school. And so most of the people who were in my 9th grade class had started at that high school in middle school, in 6th grade. So I came into a high school where everyone knew each other. There was just a very small handful of us that were starting at the 9th grade level. So I was truly new, truly an outsider. And I'll never forget how scary it felt to enter into this school and not know anyone and be starting from scratch in terms of making friends. And one of the first things that happened is someone came up to me and just took me under her wing and showed me her kindness and showed me her empathy. And all of my fears melted away in that instant. And I think often we have that experience in the workplace, especially when we're starting something new or at a new job, and we experience kindness and empathy from people around us, and it helps us feel like things are going to be okay, and it helps us feel like we belong. And I just want you to realize that if you are kind and empathetic, you are that to someone else. You are offering that experience to someone else. And I think there are fewer, more valuable contributions that you can make than being that for another human. Not just because it's going to benefit you professionally, but because you're making this really positive impact on the people around you. So please, please take a minute to appreciate yourself for being kind, to appreciate yourself for being empathetic, and to understand that the ripple effect that has on the people around you is just enormous. and that it will benefit them and benefit you. And that's a quality that you possess that comes really naturally to you and that you should never, ever, ever look at as being a problem. Whenever I'm working with someone and they tell me that they're kind and empathetic and they're too kind and they're too empathetic and people don't see them as a leader, my immediate thought is they haven't yet realized how powerful this is. They haven't yet uncovered the power of building deep connections, being able to listen to executive stakeholders, being able to become that trusted advisor. They haven't felt the power and the impact that you can create when you're very advanced when it comes to interacting with people interpersonally. And kind, empathetic humans like yourself can have more powerful, effective interpersonal interactions. And interpersonal interactions are everything for your career. You're going to get to a certain point where it's not going to be about your execution. It's going to be about your relationships. And if you're able to have the trust to lean into your own kindness and empathy, you will do an incredible job cultivating super authentic professional relationships that will really serve you in taking your career to the next level. So that is the second trait that I wanted to share with you that I see so often. And the last trait that I wanted to share, which is so important and possibly one of my favorite things, and something that has really, really surprised me, is that most of the women who follow my work and who I meet are so incredibly open-minded. They want to learn new things. They want to shift their perspective. They're very open to changing the way that they see the world and open to letting in new ideas. And what's really funny about this is the first two qualities, having achieved success and being kind and empathetic, are ones that I super duper identify with. And funny enough, being open-minded is not a natural strength of mine. I have had to work so hard in my own professional journey and my own coaching to become more open-minded because my tendency is to be a little bit rigid and stubborn and close-minded. So it's been really fun for me to see how different my clients are than I am in that respect. And one question that I often get asked when someone is starting their work with me is they often ask me, Jess, what are the one or two traits that you consistently see that lead your clients to create a lot of success in their work with you? And 100%, hands down, like no questions asked, this is it. It is the trait of open-mindedness. And I think a lot of times we think, oh, the people who grow a lot and achieve big things and build a lot of confidence and successfully move through adversity, it's the people who are just naturally confident and naturally strong and naturally charismatic. And in my experience in the coaching I've done and just watching people evolve, that couldn't be further from the truth. I consistently see that it's the people who are the most open-minded, the most wanting to be flexible, the most open to change in the way they see things and do things that experience the greatest amount of evolution. Being open-minded not only allows you to be creative and find solutions and be really innovative in the way that you show up for your work, but it also gives you flexibility and options and limitless possibilities when it comes to your own growth and change. And I consistently see that open-mindedness leads people to create incredible outcomes for themselves and others. And I want to encourage you to slow down and reflect and ask yourself if open-mindedness is a trait that you possess, because I can tell you, as someone who has had to work very hard to become more open-minded, I would love to trade places with some of my clients who are just naturally that way and who don't have to put in so much effort to make that happen. It just makes everything simpler because as humans, we so often get stuck. We get stuck thinking that there's one right way to do things. We get stuck thinking that we can never achieve X, Y, Z. We get stuck thinking that, you know, things are going to be the way they are forever. And sometimes the only way that we can get unstuck is to be open-minded and open to the fact that there might be another way. There might be another alternative. There might be something that we are not seeing. And the more open-minded we are, the faster we find that, the faster we discover the change, the cure, the diagnosis, the path forward. And this is also what makes you an incredible leader, right? We need the leader in the room to be the person who isn't getting so stuck in the problem, to be the person who isn't consumed with pessimism, to be that one open-minded person who's willing to say, like, there could be a way to do this. We're going to find a way to do this. That is ultimately the person who can help people get unstuck and who can guide people through periods of adversity and help them successfully get to the other side. So if you are someone who possesses the trait of open-mindedness, holy shiz, please make sure that you are giving yourself credit for it. Once again, as someone who doesn't naturally possess it, I can tell you that it's enormously powerful. So please don't undervalue it. So to step back and summarize what we've talked about and what I've really wanted to message to you today is that while you may be in touch with all the accomplishments you haven't yet achieved and all of the ways in which you want to self-improve and get quote-unquote better, I really urge you to just slow down and take a minute to get in touch with the things you've already accomplished and the ways in which you already are amazing. It's not going to cause you to become lazy and to disengage from going after your goals. In fact, what I've seen is it's usually the opposite. When you're in touch with your goodness, with what makes you incredible, with what you've already accomplished, it gives you a sense of inner strength and it gives you the courage and audacity that you need to go out there and take bigger risks and achieve bigger things. So, three questions I want you to ask yourself, and I want you to answer them honestly. Question one, in what ways have I already created significant amounts of success in my life? Question two, am I fully appreciating and valuing my natural tendencies towards kindness and empathy and all of the positive impacts that those traits can have in my career? And question number three, am I in full appreciation of how open-minded I am and how much that has benefited me and will continue to benefit not just me, but those around me? I really want you to pause and take some of this in and just take a minute to be connected with and in touch with how incredible you truly are. And to remember that sometimes in moments of struggle and in moments of adversity, one of the best things we could do is slow down and turn inwards and ask ourselves, what are some of the incredible things about me that exist right here, right now, that I might be forgetting? So I hope that today's podcast episode was your reminder to do that. And thank you so, so much for tuning in. If you want to say hi, I will drop my contact information in the show notes. And I am super excited to catch you in next week's episode, where I'll probably be back to our usual format. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll talk soon. Bye.